It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
Acid indigestion, that's the time for Tums.
Always keep them handy, always carry Tums.
When you're shopping or at play,
Tums can always save the day.
Buy some Tums.
Try some Tums.
Tums.
Acid indigestion can strike at the most unexpected time. While you're shopping, at work, at a party. That's why it's such a good idea to have Tums with you in pocket or purse at all times. Because Tums bring fast relief on the spot. You don't have to wait until you get a glass, a spoon, and water. You don't have to mix or fuss in any way. Just chew a couple of Tums whenever acid indigestion, heartburn, or sour stomach threatens to spoil your plan. Tums are the handiest relief you can have.
Suffering from heartburn?
Spend a dime for Tums.
Get on-the-spot relief with
T-U-M-S, Tums.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Molly?
Yes, breakfast is almost ready. Any meal out there? What's the matter?
What is this I have in my hand?
Oh, my goodness.
Are these yours?
You know very well they're mine.
Then would you mind telling me what your car keys were doing, stuck in the ignition of the car with both you and me here in the house?
Well, now I can explain.
I'm sorry, my dear, but there's no explanation for such negligence.
Listen, don't be so smug about it. How about the time you left your key in the front door all night?
That's different. Nobody could drive off with a house. But think how easy it would be for somebody to steal our car. All they'd have to do is turn on the key, step on the starter,
pull the throttle halfway out, turn on the windshield wiper, and bang the floorboard with their foot. Now, who's going to know all that, McGee, even if they...
That doesn't change things, Molly. You still should never have left the car key in the ignition like that with you and me in the house.
But it's right outside the kitchen window.
Molly...
I'm standing here cooking breakfast. I can watch it.
Molly...
Anyway, this is the last time I rush out in the morning to buy you your favorite sausage and then rush back to get breakfast ready and surprise you if this is what's going to happen.
Molly...
Here I get up early and try to do something nice for you. Just for you. And then just because I was in a hurry and forgot to take the keys out of the car, you make me sound like a criminal. McGee, I'm surprised at you. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
What happened here? A few seconds ago, I was the DA, and you were on the stand. Now we've suddenly changed places.
I tell you what. Why don't we drop the whole thing and call it a draw,
No, no. Boy, you women sure are smart. Look, I didn't do anything wrong. You were the one who left the keys in the ignition, not me. I'm surprised at you. You know how many cars are stolen every year just because...
Breakfast is served.
Oh? Boy, that smells good, doesn't it?
Now give me the car keys and you sit here.
Oh, no, I'm not finished yet. We can eat, but I still have a few things to say. Now look, Molly, just think. What if every woman left their keys in the family car? Pass the toast. All over this country, we'd have thousands of cars left unprotected. Easy prey to them. Hey, Molly, it's almost noon.
I know. I'm fixing your lunch now.
Put plenty of chicken in those sandwiches. I'm really hungry.
Here you are. I fix them just the way you like them. Lots of mustard and pickles.
Good.
Now, could I please have my car keys?
In a minute. Pass the mustard. Thanks. Now, like I was saying when you came out here to start lunch, pretty soon this guy starts expanding his operations, you see. You know, the guy that drove off with all those cars the women left their keys in?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon he has a big stolen car syndicate. Spreads out all over the country.
Oh.
Pass the milk. Thanks. Well, naturally, with all those stolen cars on his hands, he's got to sell them cheap, right? So he cuts prices. The car market collapses. The national economy is in danger. Now, this may sound exaggerated, but just stop and think what would happen.
Well, Thank goodness he's taking a nap. I've never heard of anyone making such a fuss over a silly little thing like leaving the car keys in the ignition just for a few minutes in our own driveway. I would have remembered after breakfast. Completely worn out, thank goodness. Wonder if I could sneak over and get those car keys out of his hand. I've got an appointment at the beauty parlor in 10 minutes. Ah, this sounds like a good time while he's happy. If I can just pry his fingers loose long enough.
And another thing, Molly. It's not as if I haven't explained to you about leaving the keys in the car. Gee whiz, you're a sensible girl. You can see what serious things could happen if you...
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Dependable, see, so dependable, they are dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
In newspapers, magazines, and on television, you hear news about the exciting new line of RCA Victor television sets. But to really appreciate these new models, visit your RCA Victor dealer. See the most beautiful styles in TV history. See the amazing new all-clear picture, the new Easy-See tuning dial. Then see the good news on the price tags. The lowest ever for RCA Victor dependability.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, A, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
Morning long he gave it to me, Mabel. Every hour on the hour.
Oh, must have been murder.
Mr. Robert will be ready for you in a minute, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, thanks, Miss Eloise. I'm sorry I had to cancel at 2 o'clock, but I had a little trouble with the car. Ignition trouble.
Well, go on, Ma. What did he say after that?
Oh, he just kept it up. A little mistake, he says. Do you realize how important our country's foreign policy is?
Foreign policy? What the dickens has that got to do with
this? It's pretty complicated. You remember that stolen car syndicate I told you he dreamed up before?
Yeah.
Well, he can see them opening a branch office in England and selling our car to Winston Churchill.
What?
And you know as well as I do, my dear, he says. What will happen to that famous Churchill smile when old Winnie goes out for a drive in the London fog and the air from that split in the hose of our windshield wiper keeps blowing out his cigar?
Oh, brother, what an imagination.
Mrs. McGee, Mr. Robert can take you now.
Okay, Miss Eloise. McGee's really sweet and everything, you know, Mabel.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I got so sick and tired of hearing about those car keys by the time I left the house. Oh, good heavens.
What's the matter?
Miss Eloise, oh, Miss Eloise, cancel my appointment.
But Mrs. McGee, we're all ready for you.
What is it, Ma?
McGee said he'd meet me here at 3:30, and it's 3 o'clock now.
But you still have half an hour, Mrs. McGee.
Wait for me, then. I'll be right back. But I've got to get out to the car. I've left the keys in the ignition again. And the car was gone, Doctor. Stolen. Just like McGee said would happen.
Now, don't get excited, my dear. It'll be all right.
Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by, Doctor. I don't know what...
Just take it easy, that's all. Getting all upset like this won't help matters. You did call the police and give them the license number and everything.
Oh, sure, the minute I got home.
What'd McGee say about it? Is he angry with you?
Heavenly days.
What's the matter?
He was going to meet me at the beauty parlor, and I was so upset I forgot to leave word for him.
Oh,
this is a mess. I'd better call down there and see if he's...
That's probably him now.
What'll I tell him, Doctor? After the lecture I got this morning, and now he thinks I drove off and left him.
Well, I'll talk to him. Let me handle this. Hello. Now look, McGee, before you say anything, just stop and think of all the wonderful years you and this lovely girl of yours have had together. Your happy childhood back in Peoria. Your love for each other blossoming into full flower as you grew to manhood and womanhood, respectively. Think of all the golden hours ahead as you stroll hand in hand together down the rose-strewn pathway of life. Think of her, your greatest treasure.
Gee, that's beautiful. Who is this, Louisa May Alcott?
Huh? This is a friend of Mrs. McGee's.
This is the Third Precinct Police.
Oh.
Tell your friend we got her car. Run down with the registration and identify it.
What'd he say, Doctor? Is he coming home? Is he very mad?
That wasn't McGee. That was the police with good news. They got your car.
Oh, thank heaven.
Come on, I'll drive you down there.
Where do I sign, Sergeant?
Sign right there, Mrs. McGee. I'll give you your keys and you can go.
Good. I have to pick a very dear friend up in front of a beauty parlor, and I'm an hour late already. There.
All right, here are your keys.
Thank you so much. I just can't tell you.
Hey, turn loose to me. You hear? You, let me go.
Heavenly days, what was that?
The guy who stole your car, ma'am.
Turn loose to me.
Tough little monkey.
Yeah.
Took two of our biggest boys to drag him in here.
Well, I'm sure you boys can manage.
There she is. That's her. Let go of me, you big palooka. She'll tell you who I am.
Heavenly days.
Now look, Weisenheimer, you gonna behave yourself or do you want me
to... Oh, I'm not gonna behave myself. I didn't steal any car. That's my own car, I tell you. I just took it to teach my wife a lesson.
Is this the man who,
Caught him red-handed, ma'am.
I told you I just took the car because Molly left the keys in it, and I wanted to teach her not to forget. Tell this knucklehead, Molly. Tell him you're my wife, and I was teaching you a lesson.
Ho-ho. So you took the car to teach Molly a lesson,
Why, certainly. Gee whiz.
You know this man, ma'am.
Never saw him before in my life.
What?
But I pity his poor wife if that's the kind of lesson he teaches her. Frighten her half to death.
Oh, please, Molly, don't kid around.
My name, sir, is Gladys. Thank you, Sergeant. Good day.
No! No, Molly! Gladys! Please, Gladys! Wait!
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You know, it's not as easy to spend $1 million as you think. Tomorrow night on the new NBC quiz game, Spend a Million, contestants will prove it. Spend a Million is the question and answer game with a different twist. The game in which contestants struggle to unload $1 million in a hurry. Comedian Joey Adams is quizmaster, and it's his job to help each contestant become a spendthrift. It's quiz fun at its merriest. Spend a Million tomorrow evening. And Wednesday also means a visit with a master of the ad-lib, Groucho Marx, on his show, The Best of Groucho. It's the best of humor with the best of Groucho each Wednesday. And say, don't forget about Tuesdays, too. Because Lux Radio Theater will be heard on NBC every Tuesday beginning September 14th. The news is so big we can't wait to tell you about it. Lux Radio Theater on NBC in the fall.
And after I get outside the police station, I just couldn't go through with it, Sergeant. He is my husband. I'll take him home.
Well, if you want him, ma'am, you're welcome to him.
Thank you, Sergeant. I think we both learned a lesson. Right, dearie?
Yeah. Good night, Sarge. Come on, Gladys.
Good night, all.
NBC has presented the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble, Mary Jane Croft as Mabel, Natalie Masters as the woman, and Jack Moyles as the cop. Oh, poor Fibber. He'll never learn that you can't teach the little woman anything. She already knows it. This is John Wald, who learned the lesson on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.